Okay, welcome to the Dapto Oral History Project. Today we are talking to David John Ritter of Dapto, born on the 5th of November 1944 at Crow's Nest, New South Wales. Welcome, David, and thank you for joining us today.
That's all right.
Firstly, I'd like you to tell us your mother and father's name, please.
My mother was Dorothy Edna Smith Nee Layton, always known as Del.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everybody in Dapto knew her as Del.
Del, yeah.
My father, nobody knows my father. His name was Clarence Francis Joseph Andrew Ritter.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, good. And how old were you when you came to Dapto?
I was 4 years of age.
Oh, okay. And do you remember much of that time?
Well, I know I left Sydney on the 2nd of March 1949, arriving here in Dapto at night, waking up the following morning, and I think it was a Wednesday night too, Wednesday night, waking up the following morning in a little room at the back of Spicer's boarding house in Banbans, in Bong Bong Road.
Oh, okay.
Now, Spicer's boarding house was the old hotel that was there.
What's there now, do you know?
Car park for the Leith Club.
Okay, there you go.
My life actually, the only recollection of my early life actually started then. Because I remember my mother used to walk up Station Street to Woods Brothers Butchery.
Okay.
And she'd buy a piece of meat. Yeah. Then we'd go back, and that afternoon, night time, she would get out four little methylated spirit burners, and she cooked the whole meal on those four little burners. It was a single room. We slept there. We ate there. There was no lights.
Yeah.
She had to light a candle.
Yeah.
We were there for a few years. But the early part of Dapto, I remember, was basically Bong Bong Road. There's a lot of stuff missing from Bong Bong Road that was there when I first came. The Leagues Club has taken up a fair portion, because on that corner, on that, in that block, on Station Street, there was a paddock with a big wrought iron fence around it. And every Saturday afternoon, you walk past there, you could hear the radio going, and you could hear the blokes swearing and going on. He was the SP bookie. Right, then if you came up behind the Dapto Hotel, where the car park is, behind Alexander's coffee shop, well, behind there used to be a big shed, and Billy Shaw was the other SP bookie. He ran his SP bookie shop there.
Okay.
So they're two things you know most people wouldn't know about. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Then next door to that was a Timms's barbershop, and next to that was a little shop. This is on the northern side. Then I think there was two houses, and then the butcher shop on the corner of Osborne Street and Bong Bong Road.
Mm-hmm.
On the opposite, on the other corner, where St Vincent de Paul is now, used to be the old fire station, which is now gone. I don't know how long the RSL club's been there, hall's been there, but it's been there a long time. But next to it, where the jewellery store is, used to be the Dapto Library. There was just a little room, which was the Dapto Library. Next to that was Zanti's Cafe, and the Zanti's brothers had the taxi service, and they lived across the road there where the premium Thai places.
Okay.
There were about three houses along there. One was the police station, or the police house. The next one was Zanti's, and then there was the bakery.
Okay.
Right, which have all disappeared since then.
Yeah. Sounds to me like you, as a child, you must have been around Dapto a lot to know all those different shops, remember all those different
shops. You see them all the time, see?
Yeah.
And of course, next to Zandy's was the pub on the corner, which has been there for a fair while. Everyone knows the pub.
Yeah.
Then on the opposite side of the road, on the corner of where the medical centre is, that used to be a spare paddock.
Oh,
next to Fields, right? Now,
did you used to play in there?
Oh, yeah, we used to play in there because they used to throw their had bins out with rubbish in it. You know, and just go in there an afternoon, Saturday afternoon, and rummage through and see what you find that they threw out that was no good.
Yeah.
Now, at the back of that, because there was a driveway that went in behind Fairleys off the highway, that was where the main bus route was. If your bus stop, if you wanted to go into Wollongong, the bus stop on that corner there. Okay. But there was an old building there which I didn't know what was for years and years, but apparently it was the old courthouse.
Oh,
okay. Only a very small building, but it was the courthouse on the thing here. And then, of course, you had Fairleys. Now, Fairleys, you could buy just about anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You go in one side, you get groceries. On the other side, you get hardware and paint. I'm quite sure down the bottom you got small goods. But then on the other side, you had the men's wear, the ladies' wear, and all the other thing you need.
So it was a real general store.
It was a general store.
Yeah. Were there any other general stores in Dapto at that time,
no,
or was that the only one?
That was the only general store in Dapto. Oh. There were a lot of little small corner shops, but that was the big shop
everyone. Yeah.
Now, we used to come down at lunchtime from the school, ride our bikes down there, and we'd walk into Fairleys and get a halfpenny's worth of broken biscuits. And you get a great big bag of broken biscuits like that, you know, because apparently it was their philosophy was they would never sell a broken biscuit to you.
Okay.
Because they came in tins, they didn't come in packs.
Yeah.
They would not give you a broken biscuit. So we kids, and there's a lot of kids even older than me would remember going down to Fairleys to get their broken biscuits.
Yeah.
So then you had Fairleys, and then next door to Fairleys, because next to Fairleys there was another driveway went through. Then you had the Crooks's little shop. Now on one side, on the western side, you bought green grocery and most grocery items. And on the other side, they sold little knick-knacks, like little ornaments and things that. So that was Crooks's shop. Then I think there was a paper shop there, but it wasn't the two-storey building that's there now. That came later.
Yeah.
And, of course, on the corner where the medical centre is, on the corner of Bong Bong Road and Marshall Street, was the old post office.
Okay.
Right. Now, I'm not quite sure who the postman was when I first came here, but I do know later on it was Mr. Whelan was the postmaster in Dapto.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the other side of Marshall Street, where the telephone exchange is now, it used to be a house where the telephone exchange was.
It was in a house?
It was in a house.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And basically, it was operated 24 hours a day by some of the local girls.
Mm-hmm.
But after we left high school, one of the boys I went to high school actually did the night shift.
Okay. Did many people have a phone in Dapto in those days?
Oh, no, not really. It took a fair while before the phones came in, but, most of the businesses had phones.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was of interest was that the doctor's surgery was in Ban Ban Street.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Chaffee was in Ban Ban Street.
Was he the only doctor in Dapto?
As far as I know, he was. Yeah. He was the only doctor because Dapto was a very small place compared to what it is today.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah.
You know, when you look at today and you see Dapto goes right out there to the mountain, it goes out to the lake, it goes right down to Brownsville, it goes right up to Mount Brown. When we came here, there were basically Werribee Street, Jeremiah Street, Ban Ban Street, Miami Street.
That was it.
Fowler's Road.
Yeah.
Kenorka Road. You had then Osborne Street, Station Street, and then over the other side of the railway line, Hamilton Street and Burrinjuck Street, running it south from there. And then, of course, you just had Marshall Street.
Yeah, and then farmland?
Farmland, all out there, farmland all up there.
Right, okay, so Dapto at that time was a farming community.
And it wasn't until the late, or just after we arrived here, that the mining industry, because we had the three mines, we had Wongawilly, Huntly and Avondale.
So that would have grown the population quite a bit, I suppose, when those mines started.
Well, basically, the population exploded in 1952.
Okay.
When the Commonwealth Cottages were built on Pommy Hill.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And most people don't know why it was ever called Pommy Hill, but it was quite simple. That development down there originally was Yalunga Road, and then I'm not quite sure what they called the street that runs parallel to Werribee Street. And on the back of that then was the hill was left. Now, of an afternoon, the boys would build their billy carts up there, and you'd see them, there's a billy cart track coming down the hill, so we nicknamed it Pommy Hill. it was never, you know, according to records, it was never called Pommy Hill, but we, the kids in Dapto, called
it Pommy Hill. Everybody knew it was Pommy Hill.
They're up on Pommy Hill. So you learnt to learn that as you went along.
Were there lots of children in Dapto that you grew up with? Do you remember?
Not really. So when we started at St. John's in 50, you'd be lucky if there's 12 of us started.
Really?
In that year.
Yeah. Right?
Now, I was talking to a man that I know that lived in Dapto. He's a lot older than me. And when he started, about 1943, he said there was only two boys.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, and I think there was only about five or six boys when I started. Right. So, you know, we didn't have a big lot of people here in Dapto.
No.
So basically everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we arrived here, we felt like we were outsiders because we weren't born here.
You weren't born here,
But and there's another couple of interesting things. The estate where my stepfather brought his block of land in Werribee Street, at the time he brought it was called Hollywood Estate.
Oh, okay. Why is that, do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I've seen the official documentation and it's got on there, you know, for the sale of the land, Hollywood Estate.
Hollywood Estate.
Oh. So I'd say it could have something to do because it was just after World War II and everybody was bowing down to the Yanks because the Yanks had saved the war.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, as far as I'm concerned, the Yanks started the war. You know? Well, they brought Japan into the war.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you hear stories as we grew up. We knew there was a few army camps around here in Dapto.
Yeah.
And I always thought there was one up the end where Mulder Street is in Dapto. But I just found out recently, and he's a man you might want to try and get hold of, Trevor Weston from West Dapto.
Yeah.
I was talking to Trevor because Trevor's a bit older than me, and he came to Dapto a little bit earlier. And I spoke to Trevor and I said, there were some army camps here in Dapto. He said, yes. I said, was it one up the back near Mulder Street? He said, no. He said, it was in Werribee Street.
Okay.
And apparently, apparently it wasn't a real camp. Apparently there were two searchlights in there, but it was fenced off and they had soldiers in there. But it was, and he said there was, and he said there was also searchlights in the showground as well.
Okay.
Right, so they were there just for protection if anybody come.
Okay.
But you know, you go down the main street of Dapto now, and none of the houses that I knew are there anymore.
No.
Apart from a couple on the eastern side, but all the ones on the western side, you may have seen photographs of what they call Rosie's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rosie's Cafe didn't start off as Rosie's Cafe.
No.
It started after what we call the Pommy Influx in the 1950s,
okay.
Or the 10-pound Poms, as they call them.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the pom came from, because they called them the 10-pound poms. And they built, there was three shops.
Okay.
A grocery shop, a butcher shop, and a cake shop.
Right.
I don't know, can't remember who owned the cake, the grocery shop, but the butcher shop was Bob Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the cake shop, and it varied from either a cake shop to a fish and chip shop.
Oh,
it alternated from every now and then.
Yeah.
And then, of course, later on in life, Rosie took over as a hamburger place and had the Chevy, I think it was a pink Chevy or something in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, she had that in there. And then eventually the place burnt down and she still hasn't been paid the insurance on it.
Oh, really?
Well, they're blaming her for the fire.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas, we know of a particular one where a shop was... barber shop was broken into and cigarettes were stolen, but it was an inside job.
I've been told that the pub, there was a fire at the pub too. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember the pub.
Okay.
But I can tell you a story I have heard about the pub. This is going right back, could be the early 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the policeman at the time was supposed to be Sergeant McKinnon, was the police constable, or the police sergeant, and he rode a motorbike sidecar. And apparently this afternoon he was standing in the car park area of the Dapto pub here.
Mm.
and this car flew through Dapto. And let's face it, back in those days, you might see one every 24 hours. It's not something you've got to see all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the patrons said to old Sergeant McKinnon, he said, Sarge, he said, you got to chase after that bloke and book him. And Sergeant McKinnon apparently turned around and said, no, he said, if that bloke wants to kill himself, he said, I'm not going to kill myself chasing him. Yeah, and these are the stories.
Very wise, these country cops.
Aren't they? You know, and these are the stories you hear about what goes on here.
You
hardly ever saw the policemen around here in those
that's
days.
Right. Yeah. Those are some great stories. Fantastic.
Oh, the other one we had was when we were going to St. John's. We used to borrow a little 24-inch bike, those small bikes.
Yeah.
Some of the boys used to bring their bikes, and we'd borrow them to come down to the cake shop here, because where the pizza place is over there. There was another group of three shops, right?
Okay.
On this end was the bootmaker, then the one in the middle was a grocery store and greengrocer, and that was owned by Pearson's, and then on the end there was another cake shop.
Okay.
So we used to come down to the cake shop, and we rode down this particular day at lunchtime, and there was well-dressed men and gentlemen walking up the footpath, because we just barreled past him, and he turned around and he said, boys, he said, you're not supposed to be riding on the footpath. And we looked up and said, ew, ew. He says, I'm Constable McKinnon. I'm Constable Carter.
Oh, that's a new one.
He was the new policeman
new
in town.
Got right onto you, boys, did he?
Oh, yes, yes. And apparently he went on to become a detective.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you have some fantastic stories, and we're definitely going to get some more of those, David. Thank you very much for today. That was fantastic.